Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
What a national championship game of college football in Atlanta last night as Alabama wins another national championship as they come from behind in overtime to knock off UGA and the Georgia Bulldogs. We'll talk about that. Some early season kudos for the Iowa State football team. We'll kick that around. Also, we'll talk some wrestling and some high school basketball. All that coming up on the Gym Class on this Tuesday edition on KGYM. Four minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, Gym Class, getting ready to come your way, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Local sports programming coming your way here for the next 4 hours, taking you up through 7 o'clock tonight. Then we've got three different games on three different signals coming your way. 7 o'clock on 1600 AM, we will join up with the Iowa State Cyclone Radio Network. Iowa State at Fog Allen tonight to take on the Kansas Jayhawks. Iowa State won there last year. It will be a tall task this year, and we'll have it for you tonight on 1600 AM beginning at 7 o'clock. 7:30 or thereabouts on 107.5 FM, boys MVC basketball. It will be the Jefferson Jayhawks hosting A.J. Green and the Cedar Falls Tigers tonight. And then down in Iowa City at West High on 106.3 FM, it will be Iowa City West hosting the Linmar Lions, also in boys MVC play. Now, it was first reported that if West wins tonight, they will set a new Iowa High School boys basketball record for home court victories. That has been disputed a little bit by our friend Tony Rowe, who went through it again, and he came up with one short. So they either tie or break it with a win tonight. Will West tie Steve Bergman as they will entertain Linmar. If you want to listen online, we invite you to. If you can't do it via the normal radio process, if you go to kgymradio.com or the KGYM radio app, if you want to listen to the Linmar Iowa City West game coming up tonight, just tune in to the South Gym for the Listen Live. That is the South Gym. Apologize, but you must listen in on your radio to 107.5 FM for the Jefferson Cedar Falls game. We can't have three streams going. We only have two streams going. Does that all make sense to you, Mark?
I've got it. And if you didn't get it, go to kgymradio.com. And check out our programming schedule, our poll question, all kinds of information there.
There you go. Check it out. And we have a poll question up at kgymradio.com dealing with college basketball, the three state schools. And it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
Which team will win a conference game first? Want to be Iowa, Iowa State, or Northern Iowa? A combined 0-12 at this point in conference play. Which team will win first? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Go ahead and vote. We'll see how that will play out coming up a little bit later on. Last night's national championship game wasn't the greatest game for the first 30 minutes. Boy, that last 30 minutes was absolutely scintillating. And, of course, I hope everyone tuned in last night here on KGYM as it was Alabama. They look like they were dead in the water at one point. They come from behind and get the victory. They get the victory over the Georgia Bulldogs. And my gosh, what a... If you're a fan of football in the state of Georgia and you follow the Bulldogs or the Falcons, it has been just a season of misery, if you will, starting with last year's Super Bowl and the loss to the New England Patriots, and you cap it off in the early part of 2018 with that loss by the Georgia Bulldogs to the Tide last night. But a heck of a game, and what a finish. And ratings, contrary to what the experts thought it would be, Bulls were up. And the game last night was way up. And, hey, you give them a good game, it doesn't matter if it's two SEC teams, right?
Right. I didn't think it was a great game, but it was a great finish. Better second half than the first. And just remarkable. Tua Tagovailoa. I've been practicing that this morning.
I can't get it, and I'm not even going to try. I can say when I hear it, Tua. We're just going to call him Tua. We're just calling him. Don't laugh, Kyle. Mm. Come in here.
Tagovailoa.
Come in here and say it.
Tagovailoa. It's not that hard, Scott.
It's Tua. It's Tua. That's his name. That's what we're going to call him.
I mean, true freshman comes in the game. And throws a game-winning pass to a true freshman. I mean, during the crux time there, get this. Alabama had six true freshmen on the field. Are you kidding me?
The running back, too. Najee Harris, another true freshman. They relied on true freshmen down the stretch.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good next year.
Crazy. And how good is that team going to be for the next two or three years with a real quarterback who can throw down the field? And, you know, the run game is going to stay the same.
Named.
Tua Tagovailoa, I think. Tagovailoa.
I'm just calling him Tua.
It's a good name.
I thought Jalen Hurts acquitted himself really well last night. I took everything in stride. I mean, this is a former SEC Offensive Player of the Year who was 25-2 and took Alabama to two straight national championships, and he gets yanked.
Yep.
And didn't seem to wear any negative emotions on his sleeve. Mm-hmm.
It's a great game, and now Jalen Hurts is not going to be the quarterback ever again of the Alabama Crimson Tide. He's got two choices at this point. And if you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600. I'm Scott Unash. That's Mark Dukes. Kyle's back with us today. He's not quite 100%, but, you know, who of us are. Jalen Hurts is either going to be a wide receiver for Alabama or he's going to be transferring somewhere. They're not going to keep Tua on the bench. You can't do that after what he did. He wasn't great. He made some bad throws. He was just one pass over 50%, threw a terrible interception, but he will never have to buy a drink again in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Let's just put it that way.
Even when he becomes of age.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, not that he would right now. We don't want to break any laws or anything like that in the great state of Alabama. But and they had kind of a Holloway-type situation because that was the only catch that Smith made last night was that particular catch in overtime after I thought they were done on that sack on first down. You thought they were done.
Oh, I did too, yeah. I thought the best Alabama could do was get in the position to make a field goal, but obviously a breakdown in coverage by the Georgia secondary and just a simple route that the receiver came open on. And what about Georgia? I mean...
I said yesterday I
did
thought
Did Alabama
Georgia...
win that game or Georgia lose the game?
I think a little bit of both because I think Georgia didn't put the pedal to the metal there in the fourth quarter as much as they needed to. Now, you know, with Chubb and Michelle back there, running is their thing. And Frome, I thought, showed a little bit of nerves in that game. Didn't show it in the Rose Bowl, but it looked like in the last couple of possessions, he, as a true freshman for Georgia, I think he showed a little bit of nerves. Who wouldn't? The Alabama kicker, man alive, that was not a pretty field goal. There at the end to try
He'd
to win.
He'd been pretty clutch. Down,
yeah, a little bit.
51-yarder.
Yeah. He's had an up-and-down year for the most part.
Taped up glasses.
I love the Georgia kicker. That guy's awesome with the rec specs going.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
that's my guy out there. 319-366-1600 here at 313. We're going to talk to KJ Pilcher coming up in just a little bit. We're also going to talk with Tyler Cleveland. He's going to stop by and talk about the big basketball shootout that will be coming up this weekend on Saturday and the following Saturday, the 13th and the 20th. We'll have a lot of those games right here on KGYM, and we're going to talk with Tyler about that coming up here in just a little bit. But great game last night, even better finish in college football. Kudos to you out there. That leads us to talk today. And, Mark, what happens the day after? Well, it's the usual Nick Saban's going to go to the pros talk, because what else does he have to do in college football? The other thing that is fun to follow on the day after the college football season is the way too early top 25s that come out. And a lot of crowing from Cyclone Nation today, because CBSSports.com and USAtoday.com both have Iowa State in their top 25 for next year. CBS Sports, Dennis Dodd, has Iowa State at number 25. He is the senior writer for college football for CBS Sports. He writes, Pro Football Focus metrics show David Montgomery was the best running back in the country. There's a lot to build around in year three of Matt Campbell. So he has him at number 25. USA Today, I believe, has Iowa State at number 23 at this point. So even more love from USA Today. And they both speak very highly of Matt Campbell and David Montgomery.
Well, Montgomery's a terrific back. He was all that except in the Liberty Bowl. He didn't do a whole lot and fumbled at the goal line. And probably his worst game as a Cyclone, but better days ahead for him. You know, I don't know if Iowa State's a top 25 team.
Well, who knows at this point? They've got Purdue at 21.
I saw him even higher, actually.
For
in
Purdue?
In one of them, yeah.
And they're also saying Jeff Brohm's going to last one more year in West Lafayette, and then he's going to be the new hot coaching commodity out there. 319-366-1600. Are you buying it, Cyclone fans out there, that you're a top 25 team going into next year? That's, you know, we talked about it after the Liberty Bowl win, though. What's the next logical step for Iowa State football and that program? It is to be consistent. And if you're going to be consistent, you're going to get into the top 25. By the way, both USA Today and CBS Sports love the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of Big Ten teams in the top 10.
Three or four teams in the top 10, yeah.
Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, all in there. Michigan, I think, just about out 10, 11, 12 right in there, depending on if they can get that quarterback in there and get him ready to go for next year, mm-hmm. and if he clears the clearinghouse. 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock. And again, love to hear from you on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, brought to you by Hertina Stocker Jewelers. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, and we thank them for all the support that they bring us here on KGYM. And again, basketball coming up tonight. We're going to talk some wrestling. We're going to talk some basketball coming up in just a little bit on the program before 4 o'clock today as well. And we'll followed by the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will come your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight.
Interestingly, in the final AP poll, Central Florida got 4 first-place votes. Would you expect that to be too much or not enough?
It's probably about right. And again, it's the same old ancient argument that Boise State went through 5 or 6 years ago.
Finished number 6 in the top 25. Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State ahead of UCF. UCF beat any of those teams? Could they?
Sure. Could they do it for 9 weeks in the SEC? No. And that was the same argument that people had against Boise State being up there when they had those great teams.
Well, now Scott Frost, now the Nebraska coach, is saying the system is rigged. Of course it is if your team goes unbeaten and doesn't participate in the playoffs.
Are those voters saying that there should be an 8-team playoff more than they're saying that UCF should be the national champion?
Well, Central Florida would have been in had there been 8 teams.
Absolutely.
It would have been very interesting to see how it competed.
And they would have scared the heck out of somebody on their
line. We saw the ball went against Auburn. You can debate all you want about Auburn may or may not wanting to be there. I don't think Auburn wants to get beat by Central Florida and go through the motions.
Absolutely.
Central Florida beat them.
Yeah. But the question is, can they play a schedule, an SEC schedule, for example, for 9 weeks and go through undefeated? That's the question. Because you're going to have to get up week in and week out, not just for one or two games a year. That's the question. That's the question. 17 past 3. We're going to take a break, come back. KJ Pilcher is going to join us, and we're going to talk some high school wrestling. We're also going to talk some college wrestling. He was down in Iowa City on Friday night for Spencer Lee's debut. We talked about that a little bit with Mike Halas yesterday. We'll talk about it with KJ as well. Back with more after this. You're listening to the Gym Class Tuesday edition coming your way right here on KGYM.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
You guys want to do it? Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
This ad is 30 seconds long. But if you work for yourself, don't think of it as 30 seconds. Think of it as a little over 26 cents. Because if you're driving for work on a freeway at the speed limit, you'll travel around half a mile. That's worth over 26 cents in deductions come tax time. And that makes every half mile worth tracking.
You won't miss a mile with automatic mileage tracking. Visit QuickBooks.com. Smarter business tools for the world's hardest workers. QuickBooks. Backing you. Over 26 cents deduction based on IRS 2017 standard mileage rates for business.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union. Financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com. Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you at 3:20 here on the Gym Class, Tuesday edition here on KGYM. And don't forget, Iowa State, Kansas coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. And high school boys basketball coming up on 107.5 FM at 7:30. It'll be Jefferson hosting Cedar Falls. And on 106.3 FM, Linmar at Iowa City West. Coming up tonight, we'll have both of those games coming your way at about 7:30 this evening. Going to talk some high school wrestling, and our wrestling coverage here on KGYM is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. He is located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And we invite you to stop on in. Thank Kurt for helping us out here on KGYM, and ask him to help you out as well with all your insurance needs. KJ Pilcher, not in studio today. He's down in Iowa City. Yeah. Watching basketball.
I know, right? Cardinal Sin getting ready to watch basketball here. Actually, North Liberty getting ready to head to North Central Middle School to watch a little junior high hoops.
Nice.
Things are really, really weird to say, but yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I've seen videos of your daughters. You just clear the furniture in the living room, and they just wrestle, so, you know. Somebody threw a basketball in there at one point. Let's talk wrestling, shall we?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm all for it.
Well, the Spencer Lee debut has been well chronicled by you and others. I guess the lesson is don't be late to an Iowa wrestling meet, huh?
Yeah, especially one that's supposed to be so monumental, I guess. If you were circling to find a good parking space, you missed his debut. You know, a little bit of that has to do with maybe it being Michigan State. But, yeah, he didn't waste any time. Even his teammate Alex Marinelli said that when he came off the mat, I wish he would have wrestled a little longer so I could see him more. But You know, that's those are the type of results that you're going to get with a Spencer Lee. I mean, he wrestled at the UNI Open, only wrestled a handful of minutes there. Even his matches at the Midlands, except for the loss to Bresser, those were quick. I mean, he annihilated an All-American from Edinburgh, and they didn't even get to the midway point. I think there was still a minute left to go in the second period. So, you know, he's somebody that I think you should really tell. I mean, there are 8,600 people there for a duel against Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you a lot. And one, I think there are a lot of different factors. I think there's a lot of expectation for him. And I think the Iowa fans are kind of starved for somebody like that. You know, Michael Kemmerer is an absolute fan favorite because he goes out there and he really gets things going. I mean, he'll give up a takedown now or then, but he's exciting to watch. And, you know, Sam Stoll presses the action and has DQ'd quite a few guys because he likes to mix it up. He likes to hook up upper body and get things going. And he's been somebody that has put up pins, and the fans like that. And, you know, they're used to seeing that with McDonough, you know, somebody like that. Corey Clark did it a little bit, but he was injured last year. You know, Ramos used to be a spark. And that's what Spencer Lee is. And that, I think the Iowa fans are kind of craving for somebody like that. And you saw it, and that's why there was such a turnout and the way they erupted for him to beat another true freshman, even though Ravon Foley, a very accomplished Greco wrestler in his own right and a good high school competitor, but an unranked foe. But they still turned out as if he was wrestling one of the title contenders. And there's a lot of excitement around him, and I don't think he's going to let fans down. I think what we saw Friday night is going to be indicative of a lot of his performances.
Do you recall a more anticipated debut?
You know, I was kind of trying to think of that as well, and maybe even I didn't get a chance to ask Tom Brands if he remembers anybody that was marketed the way Spencer Lee had been leading up to. I mean, they leaked out you know, his picture on the program, and you know, they kind of came out with a story first to let people know he was wrestling against Michigan State. And I really can't think of one, because I don't think Lincoln McElravy was something that was as anticipated as this was when he came out against Northwestern. I don't think Joe Williams or anybody like that was. I know there are guys that have redshirted that fans have really wanted to see, like Marinelli last year. You know, I point to Sorensen when he was a true freshman. Fans were clamoring for him to come out. Same with Derek St. John, his true freshman year. But for somebody to come out and get that type of following leading up to it and to turn out, I don't remember one.
In one poll, anyway, Iowa moved all the way up to number 3 after all the lineup changes. And, in fact, went Ohio State taking over for Penn State on one of the polls, anyway. And Ohio State, Penn State, and Iowa, 1, 2, 3. And is it that big of a move? And we're talking with Mark about it tomorrow as well. But I don't know. What's your thoughts about it?
I think it's a little premature right now. I think... You know, Iowa certainly, I think with the Spencer Lee, they're certainly now a top 5 team. There are still a few question marks. Is what are you going to get out of 133 with Paul Glenn? You know, is Carter Happel going to be consistent? He wrestled so well against the field at Midlands. He wrestled well and got a nice win against a ranked opponent from Maryland right before the break, but then he gets pinned by, you know, a decent opponent in Gaska for Michigan State. What Happel are you going to get at 141? you know, what's gonna play out at 184? Is it Bowman, or are we gonna see Pat Downey become a Hawkeye? And I almost get a feel. Remember quite a few years ago where there's this expectation of Joey Slayton coming back and wrestling at 141.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost get the same feel, and I think there are a lot of people that are banking on Downey joining the team and getting in there, but they're going to be let down if he doesn't, because that's going to be a huge swing. Because you go from, if he's in there, that's a top four guy, and probably lifts Iowa into that number three spot. If he's not in there, you're looking at a team now with Spencer Lee fighting it out in that 4-5 type area. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to get at 74. Cash Wilkie's ranked very high. I think he's up to number two in track wrestling rankings. Is he a number two? Is he a number two kid in the nation? He's beating the guys in front of him right now, but I don't know if he's had that test against other podium contenders to really prove that he's the number two guy. But he certainly will here in the next coming weeks. Weigel of Oklahoma State, more of Ohio State coming up. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out, because Iowa's going to hit a tough stretch in their schedule with Oregon State, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State coming down the road.
Another big weekend of high school wrestling. What was your takeaway from it?
It's kind of funny. There's only 3.5 weeks until the postseason starts, which is just kind of mind-boggling. That you know, you're jumping right into the fire here after the break, and this is an opportunity for teams to really test themselves, and you're seeing that with the big. Big invitational tournaments that have gone on. I was at the Eckenrod on Saturday at Benton Community there with Don Bosco winning. And Class 1A is going to be a fantastic battle between Don Bosco, Lisbon, and Denver. And we saw Denver and Lisbon battle it out up at Tripola. Lisbon had four champions up there, three runner-up finishes to boot. Denver won by 28. Points at three champs. So Lisbon had more champs, but they had a hole in the lineup where Denver had a finalist. So it's interesting to see these three 1A teams that really are making a huge statement, where maybe you thought Lisbon was returning so many points from a year ago, they're going to be kind of the favorite in 1A, but now you've got these three teams that are going to be fighting it tooth and nail, and that's what Denver and Lisbon did up at Tripola. Lisbon had all but two of their wrestlers finish fifth or better, and Denver was right there as well. I think they had 12 that were in the top five and 11 that were actually in the top three at their respective weight classes. So 1A is going to be pretty amazing. You know, Lisbon's led by Cale Happel, Kobe Seabrick, and Cooper Seabrick. Bryce Borderman, who had a nice win in the finals over Denver's Cale Kruger, who's ranked number two. You know, I think the one thing that helps Lisbon is the guys that are winning championships in these tournaments now at Tripola, probably at Solon next weekend coming up. They're the ones that are still expected to vie for titles in Des Moines. So the points that they're getting now are points they're going to get in Des Moines, likely. You can't necessarily say that maybe about some of the guys that made the finals for Denver, some of the guys from Don Bosco that may be placed fifth or whatever at Benton. They may not be on the award stand. So it's going to be fun to watch how all that play out. And speaking of Don Bosco, you know, the Eckenrod, I absolutely love the Eckenrod tournament because it has teams from all classes in there. And, of course, Don Bosco kind of pulled away three champs. But you saw West Liberty with two champs get second in a real cluster of teams in that 2-4 spot with West Delaware in Williamsburg. So nice nice titles by the Esmoil brothers. I think West Liberty's a team. You know, you're talking about Lisbon. These are points that they're going to get down at the state tournament. West Liberty's the same way. They've got a handful of guys that are making finals here that are going to score points in Des Moines. They might finish second or third here, but they're going to be, you know, a top five team come state because you have guys like Will Esmoil, Bryce Esmoil, a defending champ, but Will Esmoil with a big win against Matt Roberson of Assumption, a defending state champion. We saw Jack Thompson of Union do something similar by beating Grayson Kesterson in the finals there at the Eckenrod. But I think you're starting to see these teams really kind of show the potency or the power, the point scoring ability that they're going to have in Des Moines. And of course, really one of the results that stands out was the Mendenhall tournament down in Ames, where, you know, that was a heck of a team race that Cedar Rapids Prairie came out on top of. I think they scored 174.5 points and beat West Des Moines Valley, who's ranked, I think, in the top seven, might be seventh or so, by 1.5. And then Kennedy was right there as well in third place at 172. So that shows you a little bit of kind of the improvement in the metro. I know West Des Moines Valley was missing Caleb Corbin, who's ranked seventh at 132. That could have scored a few points, but still a good performance from Prairie. We got a championship from Conrad Braswell. Kennedy's Ben Saracen, also a titleist down there. And you know, you think of the way the MVC is going to play out. You've got Prairie, Kennedy, and, of course, City High. Ties for fourth at the Mendenhall. They were missing Jacob Dykes, who's a top-ranked wrestler at 195, and Heffley, who's ranked at 152, I think fifth or so. Those guys would have scored enough points that would have put them over 180, likely. And that shows you that the competitiveness of the MVC. You're going to get Prairie, Kennedy, who's going to be at the Geneseo tournament this weekend. Another tough one for them. But you got Prairie, Kennedy, Iowa City High, probably battling it out with Hempstead and a couple others in the MVC. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. And KJ Pilcher joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette as we talk some high school wrestling here. And KJ, this coming weekend, biggies. You mentioned the 2-day at Geneseo. Prairie and Kennedy are going to be over there. Also, you got Solon. You mentioned that. Prairie is going to be down there for Coach Williams' Invitational. But it's a Jayhawk this weekend coming up, and everyone's looking forward to the potential, anyway, of round two.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, Solon. I think Prairie's junior varsity is going to be down there.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. Yep. Yep.
To Geneseo. But the Jayhawk. You know, I think the marquee thing is, are we going to see a Teske Thompson too? You know, they faced off at Council Bluffs before the break and you know, a highly anticipated match and delivered an entertaining bout between, at the time, two undefeated three-time state champs. And you kind of look down the road, okay, are they going to cross paths? Both of them, both of their teams are going to be at the Jayhawk. And as of right now, I would expect both of them to cross paths again. You know, Alex Thompson will want to try to get a little bit of revenge, and Teske, you know, wants to prove that, hey, you know, I did it once, I can do it again. And it should be fun if you get a chance, get over there to watch that, because it's a rarity that you see, you know, two competitors of this caliber going at it. And it'll be a great chance. But, you know, that's just one of a few weights over there. When you look at 195 at the Jayhawk, and I think there are seven ranked wrestlers in the state. Those are guys that are just about predicted to be state medalists. And one of them is going to go like 2-3, 6. You know, that says a lot about the field. You know, you've got a guy like Lick from Fort Dodge, who's ranked sixth and might be the fifth seed coming into the bracket. So that tells you a little bit about the depth there. And even at 126, you know, you talk about Teske and Thompson. I mean, you've got a guy in Joe Pins, which, by the way, is one of the greatest wrestling names ever. Joe Pins from Dubuque Hempstead, that's ranked second in Class 3A behind Teske, and he's an afterthought. Yeah. Just because, you know, the top two are so good there. But it shows you how deep the Jayhawks brackets usually are with ranked wrestlers, that you have a quality guy that is going to could finish higher at state than he does at the Jayhawk, which is kind of interesting there as well. But, you know, the rematch with Teske and Thompson is the marquee match there. And then at 95, you've got Tanner Sloan, a former state champ for Albernette, and Tyrell Gordon, who I believe is going to the University of Northern Iowa, and he's ranked second in Class 3A. Those guys wrestled at the Independence Tournament the first weekend of the year, with Sloan winning handily, I think 6-0. And you can kind of bet, you know, those two are maybe just a little bit above the rest of the guys there. And you would think that Gordon is kind of has this circled on the calendar, waiting for a chance to avenge that loss.
A couple different ways to follow the Jayhawk if you can't make it to Jefferson. Of course, your Twitter feed, KJ, and Wyatt Schultz, our friend, has sent a message that he'll be streaming that on Track Wrestling. So there you have it.
You'll be able to follow that. And I'm sure Dick Briggs will have his opportunity to call a few matches there and a tournament that, you know, he was pretty instrumental in kind of putting together.
Yeah, very instrumental. And I wonder, I've gotten into a habit, KJ, of following the results of Nelson Brands very religiously. And I saw over the weekend at the Lepic Duels at Iowa City West, three pins, including one over the seventh-ranked wrestler in the state, and two Tech falls. For those who haven't seen Nelson Brands, can you talk about him a little bit and his domination?
Sure. You know, I think if anybody's seen his dad or Uncle Russell, he's very, very similar, very heavy hands, very intense. He's got a motor that he's wrestling at the same tempo, and I'm not exaggerating when I say it. Sometimes you can embellish a little bit. He literally wrestles at the same tempo, 5 minutes and 45 seconds, if it gets that far, 5 minutes and 45 seconds into the match than he does in the first 5 seconds. He is just nonstop, heavy hands. He's aggressive. You know, he suffered a loss at the Dvorak tournament right before the break. And I think his only two losses in the last 2 years have been to Illinois wrestlers. But, you know, he's somebody that he's always been really good on his feet. He's aggressive. You know, he's really starting to expand what he's doing. A lot of snaps, but good leg attacks. And he's getting better on top and underneath with his mat wrestling, where he's becoming more, instead of just a takedown, let up kind of wrestler that maybe he was as a sophomore, more so than even as a freshman. But he's slowly really developed to become more of a pinner and better on top and being able to turn guys. And, you know, he certainly can score 20-some points whenever he wants to. You know, he almost had 500 takedowns a year ago. You know, but if you look at it, he is somebody that – and he's raw still. And that's the one thing. You know, he didn't start wrestling until like sixth grade or so when his dad when he asked his dad to take him to a Williamsburg tournament. You know, last year in a story that I wrote, he talked about how, you know, his dad never really brought up wrestling. He was the one that went to his dad and said, hey, I want to try that. I want to do this. And so he's still raw. He's still really kind of forming out. And he's so explosive and so dynamic. And, I mean, you think about what he's been able to do with the Mississippi Valley Conference and what they've done and the people that they've had come through that conference over the years. He has a chance to be not only a four-time conference champ, but to be a four-time outstanding wrestler. When he was a freshman, he was like the sixth seed and beat three ranked wrestlers to win that as a freshman, even though he didn't qualify for state that year. and then he made a huge gain and then became one of the more dominant wrestlers in the entire state from his sophomore year till now. But he could be a four-time outstanding wrestler at the MVC. That's something Johnny Galloway never did, Jay Borschel never did, Joey Slate never did, Mix Mueller never did, Derek St. John never did, Jack Hathaway. You can name four-timers over and over, three-timers over and over. Those guys never did it. Nelson Brands has a chance to do that, and that just really, I think, explains how dominant he is.
For those who don't know, Terry is dad, Tom is uncle.
Yeah.
Did I switch that?
No, he's just letting everybody know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Letting everybody know. All right, my man. Good stuff as always. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. We expect double lines from that Pilcher gal today.
Well, double means fouls and turnovers. she comes from a wrestling family, so she still plays basketball like she wrestles, but. We'll see.
All right.
As long as she has fun.
That's right. As long as she has fun, everything's all right. Thanks, KJ. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. KJ Pilcher joining us every other Tuesday. Wyatt Schultz joining us on the other Tuesdays. Talk a little high school wrestling, a little college wrestling as well. It's brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. We will come back. We're going to shift gears, talk a little high school basketball. We'll do that when we come back here on the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Gym Class. KGYM.
Back at 3:45 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Our thanks to KJ Pilcher for joining us. The Hall of Famer Mark Ironside will be with us coming up tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of the program. Looking forward to that. Get his thoughts about some college wrestling. Going to talk some high school basketball. Of course, we got games tonight. Cedar Falls at Jefferson on 107.5 FM at 7:30. And Iowa City West hosting Linmar tonight, 7:30 on 106.3 FM. And happy to have Tyler Cleveland joining us here in studio. And we get ready for a big Saturday this week and a big Saturday on the 20th as well. The Wells Fargo Advisor Shootout coming to the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids, the very first year. And as Mark has said a million times, it is not the first annual. It is the inaugural. Right, Mark?
Correct.
Very good. Tyler, thanks for coming down.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, how did this all get started? We used to have, back in the day, 5-6 years ago, there was a day dedicated to boys basketball. Of course, Mark and I both remember the year they packed the then five-season center.
Sure do, yeah.
For a doubleheader of high school basketball. And I'd love to see those days come back. And how did this whole thing get started?
Yeah, I mean, basically it started with myself and John McCowan were talking over the spring last year, and we were just talking about how there really isn't an event over here like there used to be. He had mentioned, like you guys did, there used to be an event at the Five Seasons Center. But, you know, we we started going from there, and I told him I'd kind of take the reins and start something up. And with the, you know, with all the coaches that I work with in my day job, I started talking to people and filled that first date up the 20th, or the second date, I guess, the 20th. But yeah, I mean, that kept rolling and had more interest and added that 13th date also. So I got 25 total teams coming, and Xavier's playing both days. They drew the, wanted to get in on the 20th. They're playing at 8:30 in the morning, so some dedication there. But no, it should be pretty exciting.
Why do you think it's so popular right out of the chute?
I think probably because there hasn't been something mm-hmm. like this in the metro area for a while. I mean, they have some other stuff around the state, such as down in the Quad Cities, do that Genesis shootout with the Iowa, Illinois, and that draws a big crowd, and a lot of people enjoy that. And I think, you know, just bringing high school basketball back here is with a big event like this is why people are getting so hooked on it.
Schools just clamoring to get in.
Yeah. No, and we, I mean, we, like I said, talking to Jeff Johnson on Friday, but we could have had a third date if we wanted to. Just didn't want to go too crazy the first year with it. But I mean, there's a ton of people and local teams, which is good. That, I mean, there's a few that aren't around here, but a lot of local and not too far to travel for the fans.
Well, there's a lot of reasons to be there. Big venue. Number one, coaches want to get down there because, let's face it, if they're fortunate enough to get to Wells Fargo in the state tournament, similar type of situation, and yep. you want to have a little bit of background there.
Yeah, no, for sure. And even they play the sub-states down there yep. for a few teams, but playing in that venue and an arena like that, it's not the same as just going over to a high school gym and playing with all the open space behind the hoops and definitely gets people ready for sub-state and state if they get there.
Well, a lot of special players there, including one Joe Wieskamp from yeah. Muscatine. He'll be there in the afternoon, right?
Yep. Yeah, I think they're the 3:30 game. I mean, Joe's a special player, obviously. There's a lot of talent both days. But, yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to watching him. I'm hoping I know he was out mm-hmm. on Friday, but been hearing that, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to be going. So, he's definitely one to watch.
What are you looking forward to? What are you trying to get out of this for the first year and looking forward to the next year and beyond this? What are your goals?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously just want it to be, you know, a good event for these teams that are coming. Just being able to play, you know, even there's some teams that are staying overnight in a hotel that are in the metro area, just trying to get it like a state tournament feel. They're staying all day long and watching all the games and going out to eat and staying in a hotel. And the biggest, I mean, just making sure these teams are enjoy the experience and hopefully we can keep building on it going forward. And, I mean, we just started talking about next year. I mean, I know we haven't even started this year yet, but we're secured two dates already, the 12th and the 19th next year, and we're going to start kind of putting something together for that and possibly expand even more off of that.
Do you have the schedule off the top of your head? Is there a site somewhere? Scott, maybe you have it?
Well, I got it on yeah. Twitter, your Twitter okay. account here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, pretty much on the Twitter is pretty much where we
okay.
are running things through right now. It's at WFA Shootout, it's there for now. I know the Gazette posted a few articles about it, we look to expand on it and continue to grow it, and obviously. We're going to be looking at doing live stats and stuff like that for everyone that's not in attendance to watch online and obviously in the future. But this year we'll be hoping to do live stats throughout awesome. So people can see it online.
Awesome. Now, for example, this Saturday coming up, you're going to have six games. So
yep.
The admission price gets you in all day, or how's that work?
Yep. So it's $10 price. Six and under are free. You can buy them at most of the schools. Actually, all the schools, I believe, right now are selling them at their athletic offices and then at the box office at the Self Center throughout the week and on game day. But, yeah, one thing we wanted to make sure that, you know, there's a reentry policy where people can, you know, they have want to come watch the first game, they can come back at night and watch Jeff Marion play at 7. So that $10 gets them their ticket. If they want to leave, there's going to be a booth where we'll give them a wristband, special wristband, where they can re-enter at a certain gate. So, yeah, it's good for the whole day, all 6 games this weekend and 7 next weekend.
Well, starting off this weekend, the first game, 10-15, and Northeast is unbeaten, Northeast Goose Lake. Tipton's got a couple of very good basketball players.
Yep.
Northland's 1 or 2, depending on what poll you subscribe to, against Maquoketa Valley. And then Benton CPU is going to be a really good WOMAC game. And then City High taking on Muscatine with Joe Wieskamp. I think there's going to be a lot of people there
for that one. Yeah.
And then Xavier and Perry. And Perry was at the state tournament a couple years ago. And then you end it with Jeff and Marion this week. So that's a good lineup.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I mean, it's a mix of different. I mean, some people only get to see a certain style of basketball or bigger school. You know, you don't often get to see a school like Northland where they're, I mean, running up and down like they are and putting up those numbers. And I think it's just good for everybody to have that mix, and it's not limited to the big-time schools, and these little schools get an opportunity to play also.
Northland scores a lot of points.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Over 100. And then the 20th, you start off at 8:30 in the morning.
8:30, yeah. That was Coach Luersman wanted to get in, and that was actually before we started that. The 20th was actually the first date we set up, and he wanted to get in, so we pretty much told him it was 8:30 a.m. or bus. So he took that up with Solon, and I'm sure they'll be ready.
Well, Coach Pershing can shoot jumpers at any time of the day.
Exactly.
And so can Louie.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have a pig contest at halftime or something like that. And you got Cascade, Osage, that on the 20th. Mount Pleasant with their great backcourt against Charles City, which should be a really good 3A game.
Yep.
Waverly, Shell Rock, West Delaware, two very prominent programs there. Then Linmar, Western Dubuque, that'll be a preview of a MVC game next year. And then Sioux City East comes over, and they are very highly thought of in 4A, and they're going to take on Kennedy.
Yep, and Sioux City East, I mean, their coaches kind of reached out to us and said they wanted to, I mean, they play those. There's not a lot of teams out west where they can play, and he wanted to travel over here, and I mean, they're coming down and staying, and it should be that should be a really good game.
Yep, and then it closes out with Iowa City West and Prairie. Don't have to say much more about that.
No, that one's actually their conference game.
Yeah.
So they moved it over here for that. So that should be a good one.
If people want more information, et cetera, how should they go about doing that?
Well, there's some info on the U.S. Cellular Center website regarding tickets, everything like that. Follow our Twitter. We'll be updating throughout the week this week and obviously on the game day. And my contact info's on there. We're really looking forward to getting this thing going and having you guys there doing all those games. And, I mean, it should be a really good day of basketball. So
our friend Brad Stovey giving a shout-out on Twitter.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Brad.
Yeah, Camden, his son, is actually helping kind of right by my side, helping throughout this. So, we got a good team working hard on this, and I mean, there's a lot to do in the next 3 days, but we'll get rolling 10-15 on Saturday and get this thing going.
It'll be great. Looking forward to having boys basketball back at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Though, yeah, for sure. Should be good.
That's the big thing right there. And $10 will get you in all day, and you can see all kinds of great basketball, and that is certainly a bargain. And hey, Tyler, appreciate you coming down, and we'll see you coming up on Saturday down there.
No problem. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. And Mark, we're going to get to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next, and tomorrow Mark Ironside will be joining us, so looking forward to that.
Perhaps the most entertaining segment of the week, aside from Tyler's, of course.
There you go. There you go. But that'll be coming up tomorrow right here on KGYM. Don't forget, tonight, high school basketball, Jefferson hosting Cedar Falls, and that will be at 7:30, 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM. You will get Linn Mar and Iowa City West. 1600 AM, we'll have Iowa State and Kansas. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's official. Weekends at Buffalo Wild Wings just got better. For a limited time, get $3 select domestic pint beers and $4 select shareables all day Saturday and Sunday. Weekends are also for sports, as mandated by Buffalo Wild Wings. Watch all the games with people that are here for the right reason. With dozens of beers on tap and 21 different flavors of sauces and seasonings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. See participating location for details. Restrictions apply. Please drink responsibly.
Get 2018 off to a flying start. Book your next business trip at Upside.com. You'll get a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones and the better business travel experience you deserve. Upside's customer service specialists are available on demand to make sure your business trip goes smoothly. Plus, they have great low prices, too. Go to Upside.com/Will to get your free Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Upside.com, you deserve a better business trip. Headphones available while supplies last. Must be first Upside purchase. $600 minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Pop quiz. What's the most important part of a ship? Don't answer. It's the crow's nest. Know why? Complete visibility. I can see what's on the horizon and my crew pulling the ship together on the deck below. That's how I run this ship, and that's why we use Grainger. Grainger helps us keep a clear eye on our inventory, saving us time, saving us money, and helping keep everything ship-shape. It's always smooth sailing with Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are